This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Civilians are fleeing eastern Ukraine, where Russian and Ukrainian forces have been engaged in a grinding war of attrition. Women, children, and elderly residents departed Friday on a special evacuation train. The one person left her family after shelling reached her neighborhood, and she told the Associated Press that her kids were worried at all times and afraid to sleep at night. Russia's military bungled an attempt to overrun Ukraine's capital of Kyiv in the early days of the war. It has since shifted its focus to Ukraine's eastern region and of coal mines and factories known as the Donbas. The area borders Russia and has been partly controlled by Moscow-backed separatists since 2014. U.S. President Joe Biden, speaking to donors at a Democratic fundraiser, said Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky did not want to hear it when U.S. intelligence gathered information that Russia was preparing to invade. The remarks came as Biden was talking about his work into rallying and solidifying the support for Ukraine as the war continues into its fourth month. Although Zelensky has inspired people with his leadership during the war, his preparation for the invasion or lack thereof has remained a controversial issue. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has stressed American support for Taiwan, suggesting at Asia's premier defense forum that the recent Chinese military activity around the self-governing island threatens to change the status quo. Shangri-La had a dialogue in Singapore was when the statement was made Saturday, and Austin noted that a steady increase in provocative and destabilizing military action near Taiwan increasing the concern there.